Just remind yourself, all of these problems you're meeting every day are just normal. Just normal. No, nothing unusual is ever happening when we meet problems. Why do we know that? Because we and everyone we know is constantly meeting problems in life. It takes away the shock factor when you realize a heavy workload, a difficult situation with my teenage son or daughter, a critical person in my life, an unstable, uncertain world. This is all entirely normal. When we can really see that and then just consciously choose, and it is a conscious choice, to accept the reality of that, we're immediately at peace with that. It's this practice of patient acceptance, which many of you know, but it's so important to understand. Happily accepting difficult people and difficult situations to save and strengthen our peace of mind. Because as soon as I accept it in my heart, this is the reality I have to work with, I'm at peace with it. And when I'm at peace with it, now I can deal with it without overthinking, worry, and anxiety. I can deal with it from a more peaceful, relaxed, and positive mind. It's not that I don't deal with the problem, it's just I'm dealing with it from a different place now. And what happens is every time you do this, has a kind of double-edged sword to this. One, you're able to deal with this problem better. When I accept I have a heavy workload, but just get on with it, deal with it to the best of my ability, doesn't mean I'm going to resolve it all, but I'll try my best. But every time I accept it, I'm at peace with it, I can work with it without the normal stressed out, worried, anxious mind. I can never get it done because I feel overwhelmed with it all. No, I'm just working my best with it. I'm accepting it. I can deal with this problem better. If my teenage son or daughter is having a problem and I can accept the reality of that, be at peace with that, then I can be there for them a lot better than if I'm stressed out, overwhelmed by it, because they feel it. They feel my stress, they feel my anxiety, they feel my worry. In fact, they don't really want to share what's going on with them because they know it's going to make us worried and anxious. Whereas if we can accept it and love them for who they are and what they're going through and be there for them without feeling overwhelmed by it, we can help them a lot better. If I can accept and be at peace with the fact that this world is incredibly unstable and everything's uncertain, really, I'm just here now. This is it. This is my life. The world's happening as it goes on today. Everything's happening around us. But when we can accept it and be at peace with it, we're not overwhelmed by it. We don't have to keep checking the news to see if there's some good news, constantly only getting bad news. Just accept and be at peace with this, and maybe we can contribute to a better world over time if we're not so overwhelmed by it. So there is an alternative. You might want to remind yourself this week. When I notice I'm worrying or overthinking, when I notice I'm in that space, instead of indulging that thoughts and feelings, I'm just going to shift my attention to the breath, let my mind settle a bit. Let go of the overthinking, the worrying, the catastrophizing that's generating this worry and anxiety. Just disengage from it, come back to a peaceful place. Remind myself, any problem I face in my life is just normal. Nothing unusual happening today. Nothing unusual happening. I accept it. I'm not accepting it stays that way. I'm just accepting it is that way right now. But when I accept it, I'm at peace with it. When I'm at peace with it, I can work with it or through it a lot better than if I'm overwhelmed and stressed out and anxious about it. We build this inner strength, as we're looking at this weekend, this inner resilience to bounce back from adversity. And you know what the bonus of this is? It starts to undermine your tendency to overthink, worry, catastrophize, and generate anxiety. Why? Because if I can accept it and be at peace with it today, I'm undermining that thought that I can't deal with this tomorrow. If I can accept it and be at peace with the challenges I meet today, I know that whatever comes up tomorrow, I can do the same again. Most of our overthinking, our worrying, and our anxiety is coming from, I can't handle this. I don't have the toolkit to handle this. I don't know anyone who can handle this. But when you're handling it every day and you're working with that method every day, you know I can handle this. I can accept this so I can be at peace with this and find a better way to work with this without overthinking, catastrophizing, and worrying about it. So you start to feel not only can I deal with these problems in front of me better, but actually I'm beginning to undermine my tendency for overthinking, worrying, and anxiety. Is that making sense? Yeah. Now, if you're anything like me, I first heard this, and for many years, you think, ah, yeah, but you know, easier said than done. Do you know what I mean? Easier said than, and you're right, it is easier to say it than to do it. It's easy for me to sit up here talking about it. I don't always find it particularly easy to do it. It's getting easier. It's been a long time and it's getting easier. But it's not always easy to do. It's not whether it's easy or not, though. It's whether you feel it's necessary or not, though. If we want really to be at peace and to be happy in life, we want to be able to deal with the challenges we meet in life, we have to understand that it's never going to come without work. Nobody ever overcame their tendency for overthinking, worrying, catastrophizing, anxiety by just doing nothing. You know, I've said before, and I think it's a really important thing to understand, doing difficult things makes life easier over time. Doing difficult things makes life easier over time. It is difficult to work with this at the beginning, but life gets easier the more we do. But doing nothing about difficult things and doing nothing makes life far more difficult over time because that tendency just tends to settle in. And then we notice we're worrying and anxious about everything. So, how do we make it easier? Well, we're going to explore this more in the coming weeks, but I just wanted to drop this in tonight just so we know there is a method and everyone can train in it over time. It's not like this is theory. Do you know what I mean? Just here's an idea. It sounds like a nice idea, but how do I put it into practice? Like I could say to you, you can build your cardio and you can build your physical strength by going to the gym. But unless you actually go to the gym, you're never going to build your cardio or your physical strength or some other activity that builds cardio and physical strength. And it's the same with this. That's the theory. But what is the thing I do after today? Isn't that the key? I like that. Sounds good. But I need something to do after today. So you're going to be absolutely astonished by what I'm about to say. In Tara Kadampa Meditation Center in Temple Oak, the benefits of meditation. In this book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, Geshe Kelsang says, the purpose of meditation is to make our mind calm and peaceful. So the tool or the practice is meditation. Please don't believe that meditation is when you're just sitting in a formal meditation like we were doing earlier on. That is part of a meditator's way of life. But it's only part of it. It's actually quite a small part of it, the formal meditation session where you're sitting, eyes closed, and so forth, like we did earlier on, maybe 15, 20 minutes in the morning, you're doing that. What often people don't see about the meditator's way of life, the meditator's way of life is that experience from the meditation session into how you live your day in life. So if I connect to that experience of peace and potential within my mind in the morning, I try to live from that place of peace and potential no matter what I'm doing in my day in life. If I'm meditating on a deeper love for my family and friends in meditation, when I arise from meditation, I try to maintain that love for my family and friends and others as I go about my day in life. But the purpose of meditation is to make the mind calm and peaceful. Not just in the meditation session, but just gradually over time. The more you meditate, the more you notice your mind is more naturally spacious, relaxed, calm, and peaceful. But more importantly, for what we're looking at tonight, well, not more importantly, but just as importantly, he says, as mentioned, if our mind is peaceful, we will be free from worries and mental discomfort. And so we'll experience true happiness. So if you sit to meditate and you engage in that practice of meditation, no matter how uncomfortable and difficult it is at the beginning, which it is for most people, as you start to progress through it, it becomes easier over time. You start to notice your mind becoming more calm, spacious, and peaceful, and also gradually becoming free from worries and mental discomfort, which includes anxiety. Mental discomfort, anxiety is a feeling of mental discomfort. So you remember I said at the beginning, the idea we can move beyond worry and anxiety just seems impossible. It's not that it's impossible. We just don't even know there's a method to move beyond it. But what meditators have discovered and been training in for thousands of years and trying to encourage others to do it the same. So when you sit to meditate, you notice your mind becoming more calm, spacious, and peaceful more and more day by day. And you're becoming at least increasingly free from worry and anxiety over time. He says, if our mind is not peaceful, we'll find it very difficult to be happy, even if we're living in the very best condition. If we train in meditation, our mind will gradually become more and more peaceful, and we'll experience a purer and purer form of happiness. Eventually, we'll be able to stay happy all the time, even in the most difficult circumstances. So what you discover in meditation is the more peaceful your mind becomes because you're sitting to meditate, you're bringing that experience into your day in life, you're living from it more and more throughout your life. You start to notice your mind becoming more spacious, more relaxed, less reactive, less generating all this overthinking, worry, catastrophizing, anxiety. Your mind becoming more calm and peaceful. And as a result of that, the more peaceful you become, the naturally happier you feel. You discover the real source of happiness, that deeper, longer lasting happiness everyone in this world would love to have but feel is so elusive, is inner peace or peace of mind. When you have inner peace or peace of mind, which is the purpose of meditation, to develop it and maintain it, not just to develop it for a few minutes, you notice one, you're free from worries, you're free from mental discomfort more and more over time, but also you're naturally happier. Isn't that all we all want? Is to be happy. In fact, why we often overthink, worry, and catastrophize, we think, I can't be happy as long as this situation goes on. What you discover as you learn to meditate is, I can be happy as long as I maintain peace of mind in this situation. And when you start to really realize that, it undermines the tendency to worry and anxiety. I have in my own source of inner peace and happiness that I'm building every day. In fact, you discover we have this incredible capacity for peace and happiness within us. As you start to build that inner peace, that happiness, that flexibility, that resilience within your mind, you notice you're worrying less, you're overthinking less, you're anxious less. You realize you can move beyond worry in time. Okay.